In a world of conflicting schedules, we tend to rely on virtual meetings rather than in-person interactions. Discover why hosting team meetings in person enhances your organization. At Stop at Nothing, we have virtual management meetings twice a year with five partners who live in three cities across two time zones. We know that virtual meetings are here to stay, and they certainly provide a valuable role in keeping teams in sync. However, an increasing amount of anecdotal and scientific evidence exposes the limitations of digital and virtual meetings in comparison to in-person, face-to-face interactions, meetings, and learning experiences. I'd like to share three recent discoveries that prove this for me. Number one, I've recently enjoyed reading Brené Brown's book, Braving the Wilderness. She reminds us that humans related in small groups, human-to-human, face-to-face, for thousands of years. Only recently we've begun substituting this for electronic means. It started 100 years ago with the telephone and sped up with the digital revolution of the past two decades. She credits the esteemed social scientist Susan Pinker for concluding that there is no substitute for social interaction. They are proven to bolster our immune system, sending positive hormones surging through our bloodstream and brain, and help us to live longer. Discovery number two. I frequently see Susan Pinker's conclusion about the value of physical presence in action. Recently, I facilitated an off-site meeting attended by 60 people from across the country. It was expensive for the company to fly people in from so many places, and travel time takes away from the necessary and often urgent day-to-day work of these operations managers and directors. But the senior VP of the group considers this in-person work urgent and necessary above all else. Why? Because not only do we see the incredible value, but our employees beg us to continue, he tells me. They say, please don't ever take away these in-person sessions or replace them with online sessions. I noticed in this particular off-site meeting that team member exchanges in social settings, at dinner, during breaks, meaningfully added to the preceding day's discussion. It reinforced the idea that it's not just about the meeting itself, it's about how we relax together and have fun together, that builds trust and relationships. Discovery number three. Google has published a well-known study on the key ingredients baked into high-performing teams. Through extensive analysis of their own teams, they discovered that one factor stood out from all others in promoting a healthy team culture. Google calls it psychological safety. It's where people can honestly express their views and ideas to one another without fear of feeling embarrassed or humiliated. This can only be created when people can read and interpret physical and energetic cues. These include verbal tone, eye contact, and body language. The bottom line, while necessary for many day-to-day tasks, communicating via email, phone calls, video conferencing makes it harder to read another person's tone of voice and body language. It also impedes the ability to perceive what's happening in the background. That is why the managing partners at Stop at Nothing take time off and make a point to meet in person at least twice a year for a full 4 days. We do this to maintain and continue to build trust, even though we've been together as partners for over 20 years. Implement this strategy for your business. As you plan your 2019 team development activities, consider these questions and principles. Number one, ask yourself, what is my team's relationship and connection strategy? How often is it best to meet as a group, and for what purpose? Number two, when considering learning or convening options, ask yourself, what is the goal? What is the appropriate balanced mix between in-person and virtual interactions that will help you to achieve that goal? It's easy and expedient to cite budget or to seek to reduce travel and entertainment budgets, but it ignores the human nature and incurs other costs in the long run. Number three, carefully and thoughtfully plan every aspect of the in-person meeting. Be sure to include the dining and social activities so that they facilitate easy and relaxed interaction. Require that everyone participate and structure the agenda to facilitate meeting new people while not allowing groups to stick together out of comfort. Number four, if virtual, pay attention to emerging best practice research about length, attention spans, and how to structure breaks. Pay attention to the true productivity and outcome of those meetings. Be aware of the tendency to hold back and hide behind a screen, which is often a defense of not wanting to deal with difficult subjects. Number five, if the goal includes building trust and relationship building, advocate for the in-person meeting, even if faced with resistance or objections. Yes, there are times when we are plagued with too many meetings, but that can also be used as a defense. Some people are becoming increasingly comfortable hiding in front of the screen. Feel free to share this blog and suggested resources with your team so that they can become more aware of the proper balance between in-person and online interactions.